in the habit of tuning in to Rosie on the House every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and you can participate in a conversation that goes from congratulating KTAR for the Phoenix Children's Hospital record give-a-thon to events around Arizona, to the weather news of the week, as well as the ongoing contest, which will end right here in just the next few minutes. If you call in now, 1-888-767-4348, and tell us what your family favorite vacation in Arizona was this past summer, let us know. Was it a traditional location or a new adventure location? Let us know the who, what, where, why, and when of it, and we will draw a winner at the end of this hour for some great Diamondback tickets playing the St. Louis Cardinals on August 27th. We're here with my daughter, Katie Stumbo, who is taking kinesiology at Grand Canyon University, and we're talking about office fitness. And it wasn't napping. I was thinking.
That's what my grandma used to always say.
I was thinking.
Just like you used to watch the NASCAR races through the lids of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember that. My
grandfather taught me how to take a nap sitting up. And you know what? That's been one of the healthiest things of my entire life. A 15-minute nap in the middle of the day sitting straight up. Go ahead. Let's get off my naps and onto real business.
Well, we'll talk 2 seconds about naps, and then we'll talk about real business.
Okay.
But one of the reasons Japan has such a reduced rate of diseases is heart, stress, cardiovascular, the things that we deal with in the United States, is because they have little booths that you drop your coins into. It rolls out with a bed. You climb in. It rolls back in, and you take a 20-minute nap in the middle of your day.
Who changes the linens, and how often is it done?
Well, it's like the porta potties in Europe, where they just like switch around and get doused in chlorine. I don't know. I read it. I watched an article. I watched a show. It was great, but I haven't been there.
Well, I'm a big.
I am a big believer
in naps. 15-minute nap every day makes the whole afternoon fully charged. Anyway,
fully charged.
How about neck ache and I like standing at my desk. I do that all the time.
Standing is great, and I'm going to start with another statistic. Yeah, and that's what the ball's good for, too. Standing in the ball is great to make sure you're not sleeping at work. But again, according to the Center for Disease Control, 1 in 4 deaths annually in the United States are heart disease related. And the number one risk factor for heart disease is inactivity, sitting on your behind at your desk 8 hours a day, never getting up, sitting. So if you have the opportunity, if you have some material you have to read, or if you have a laptop, I would highly recommend you finding a place to stand. Now, not all counters are designed at the height you need for reading. So what I like to do in all of my hours of studying, because I have dealt with this the last 3 years being back in school as well, is I have a nice countertop. It's a little bit too low for reading at. So I take a nice wide stance, I bend my knees a little bit, and I squat down until it is a good level for reading my computer at. From there, you can shift your weight side to side, you can lift your heels, and all of these things are going to stave off the bad effects of just standing. When you stand, people tend to thrust out their behind and lock their legs, lock your knees. These are terrible things to do. They are as bad as sitting on your butt all day long. When you're standing and you lock your knees, you are preventing blood flow up and down from the lower parts of your leg. A lot of people think the only mechanism in your body for pumping blood is your heart, and that it just is not correct. The arch in your foot is designed to flex every time that you step on it, to help push the blood back up into your upper body. If you think about it, your feet are a long way from your heart, and gravity's pulling down on your blood, and it's already down there. Gravity has a bigger effect on it. It's going to stay down there if it can. The other thing that's going to do is if you lock your legs, you're preventing the flow from coming back up into your body. So I tried to come up with an analogy for this to kind of see it. If you think of the Arizona lake systems, you have a lake and you have a dam, okay? In your veins, you have dams. You have valves all the way up your veins. And if you stand and lock your knees, it would be like letting some water through a dam and then not closing the dam so the water can backwash into the original lake. It's just sloshing back and forth and never really goes anywhere. The same thing in your legs. If you stand with your legs locked, the pressure will build so high you'll cause those valves to malfunction and the blood will start to pool in your lower legs. This can cause varicose veins, bad circulation, stagnant blood, and like I said before the break, healthy oxygenated blood equals healthy body. So if you're not getting that rejuvenated blood through your lower legs constantly, you're creating an unhealthy environment. So constantly move back and forth, lift your heels up and down, kind of like you're marching in place. You don't have to do jumping jacks. We're not talking about building up a sweat. You're in your work clothes. Kick off your high heels if you have them. They are terrible for your body.
Mike, your high heels are the problem.
He's after you today, buddy.
And your girdle. Next time we'll talk about that.
Now that's something I could actually use right now. That means I don't have to go jogging. With the girdle.
We'll get him back. We'll put a Rosie on the House team together for next year's Pat Tillman run. Katie, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Stumbo, graduating in kinesiology.
Better.
Huh?
Better.
Getting close?
Getting closer.
Grand Canyon University. We're here at Rosie on House. Romy, you got a winner for us on the contest?
Well, let's do it this way.
Okay.
Katie, pick page one or page two?
Page two.
All right. Page two of entries. Pick a number between one and ten.
Six.
Six. That's one, two, three. Oh, pick another one because that's John. He is leaving today, and he'll be on the North Rim for 7 days, so he'll be gone for the event. So he said, don't enter me in the contest. I just want to let you know. So I was pick another number.
Three.
One, two, three. That is Peter, 33-year-old nurse that goes, took he and his wife were both nurses, and they took friend nurses from Connecticut to the Painted Desert and stayed with family who lives in Holbrook. We'll be sending you tickets to the 27th Diamondbacks baseball game. Appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for playing.
Garden Hour when we get back.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.